pray about this morning. A lot of folks, a lot of sick folks. We need to pray for our nation. I tell you, if you don't like some of the things that's going on in the nation, this next year, let's commit more time to prayer about it. I think that through prayer in the Bible, we've seen whole nations change. And we can do the same thing. And, so all the will, let's come and gather around the altar this morning. Let's remember all our missionaries, all our service men and women, all that'll come. Brother Sam, if he would lead us as we pray this morning. Fathers, we come to you this morning. I'm so thankful, Lord, to be able to come before the throne of grace. Father, so grateful, God, that we can come and call upon you out of a sincere heart. Lord, realizing we're just mere flesh and bone. Lord, thank you. Your word says that we can come boldly before the throne, that we might obtain mercy. God, I pray today that's what we're looking for is the mercy. God, we thank you for the mercy. Lord, the grace that passes all understanding. Father, we ask you now, pray, God, for your forgiveness in my life. Lord, you touch every word, every outfall, everything that's in my life that's not pleasing to you, God. I pray that you remove it out of my life. God, and let me be more what you want. Help me to be a better preacher, a better pastor. Lord, help me to be a better husband. Most of all, a better Christian.
Lord, pray for Peter and the family, Lord. Lord,
God,
pray
that you touch for the family.
Yeah, that's about the family.
Son-in-law, the brother, the brother-in-law. Lord, help us to be more what you
think. Lord, I did
that pray. God, help us to pray for your forgiveness. Lord, I pray for your anointing. I pray for your recommission us this morning, God. Get ready for the new year. Lord, we just ask you.
Thank you.
Doing all right. I have a few friends.
the Alpha Boys tonight, he should play for the Alpha Boys tonight. If it's something happened.
Yeah, I'd take him down 79, so I'm not sure.
I'll start taking the Alpha Boys tonight so he can play. It's a big step, you know, for me, and I'll have to play for the Alpha Boys. It's a big step.
If ushers will come, we'll receive a morning tithing offering. Brother Nathan, would you ask the blessing?
Lord, we just thank you here for another day to come out and worship you. Lord, I just pray you be with the service today, Lord. Bless you when it brings a message. Lord, I pray you be with this offering. It be used, your name be uplifted. Lord, we just thank you again for all you've done. Sweet God, great. Sweet holy name, your name we pray.
Amen.
Schroeder's version of Jesus Love from Charlie Mountain. The Schroeder's version. Let's all stand and turn to page 400.
I come back.
Amen.
And it don't matter, the waves come in like a sea billows rolling, and sometimes it seems like it's going to overtake us. He's still there. He's still on the throne.
Amen.
He still gives that peace that passes all understanding.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand a lot about the Christmas story. You know, we don't understand all of it, but I'll tell you what, I'm so thankful for His presence and His presence in my life. It's well. May not have a great deal of money. I may not be too good looking. I may not have a great big house. I may not have a lot of things. But it's well with my soul.
Amen.
I'm saved this morning and on my way to heaven.
Amen.
My sins has been cast as far as the east is from the west. And I don't have to lay my head down at night and worry about what I've done. And it's taken care of. Been taken care of a long time ago.
Amen.
Thank God it's well with my soul. Aren't you glad of that today? Can you say? And I'm going to ask you this to start out, but I don't even know what I'm going to preach on right now. But can you say in your heart, it is well with my soul?
Amen.
If you can't, you're in a good place.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When I stand before God, I don't want anything between me and Him. I want it cleared out. I want a clean slate when I stand before Him.
Amen.
Amen. Does anyone have anything on your heart? Praise the Lord.
Brother Jim, I just want to thank the Lord this morning for, first of all, for saving me and for allowing us to have Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, because I didn't think we would. Mom's awful homesick. She's ready to go. I'm about to the point I'm ready to go. It's getting harder and harder. I just asked the church to remember all of us. I'm selfish, I guess, so to say. I can't imagine them not being there. But I saw the other night a silent. I just wish you could close your eyes. And the Lord, take her on. Remember her. I just pray for dying grace. And I know He'll give it to her. And He'll give us the strength to get through this.
Absent from the body. You a message this morning, new day, new year. We're getting ready to turn 2018, getting ready to be in a rear view mirror. And we'll never see 2018 again here in a few days. We're going to embark on some new territory 2019. And new challenges we'll face. New things will come up and it'll be a lot different. We'll probably see things we've never seen before. New ways to handle it. But I want to, Lord, this laid this on my heart a few weeks ago. I want to share this message with you this morning. If you would stand with me, Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse starting at verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, we're so thankful that we can be in a place that we can say it is well with our soul. Thank you for that hope. God, we thank you for this passage, and we pray that you'd encourage our hearts this morning, that you'd give us new challenges, and Lord, that you'd give us a greater desire to serve you, and Lord, at a greater capacity next year. Lord, we ask you for your touch and your help. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Three times did the angels appear to Joseph in a dream. And every time the word was behold. And he introduced, and behold, in 120, 213, and 219. And this word means note this. Attention. Something is getting ready to happen. Something is behold. And draw your attention to this. And you better beware. And you need to be hooked up. And you need to be ready. And you need to listen to my word. And this is what this is saying. And I say, and the Lord has laid this on my heart. And he's telling us, I think in this next coming year, behold. Drawing our attention to this next year, and drawing our attention to some things that he wants in our lives. Are you happy with your spiritual life this past year and today? Are you happy with the people that you have won to the Lord? Are you happy with the difference you have made in your workplace? Are you happy with what you have done in your family? Are you happy? Are you satisfied with your spiritual being just now? That's thought-provoking, isn't it? And as we look and then we go into this next year, I want to challenge you this morning that we look at it spiritually next year. That we go into this and not worry as much about how much money am I going to make, or what good am I going to do, what grand vacation am I going to take, what remodeling am I going to do to the house, and there's nothing wrong with these things. None whatsoever. I plan on making money. But my greatest desire ought to be my spiritual condition. My greatest thing that intrigues me the most ought to be what I stand with the Lord, what he has called me to do, and what I am doing. As we look in the lives, and I'm going to look here in a minute, and some folks and what they did at this time. Attention. See, it demands faith in God. When you give attention to matters. Now, I know if I ask, everybody say, well, we got faith in God. Back through the Gospels, when Jesus did a miracle, there was a question usually. How much faith you got? Do you believe? Do you think I can do this? We may not be moving mountains because we may not have the faith to bring the mustard. Faith. Without faith, it is.
The just shall live by faith. See, Joseph acted in Hosea. And this passage of Jesus, and I'm convinced other folks, some folks have different opinions, but out it says, out of Egypt have I called my son. I believe that this is fulfillment of prophecy of Hosea. Chapter 11, verse 1 says, when Israel was a child, and I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. And thinking about being brought out of Egypt. See, Israel was delivered out of Egypt. Israel was a type of Christ being brought out of bondage. It was a type and pointing toward the antitype or pointing toward Christ. They were brought out. This is the figure took place, and then Christ was called out. It was fulfilled. Christ was called out and called into Egypt and then brought out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of bondage that we have been bound down with before we got saved. And I'll tell you that if we're not real careful, we'll let the devil slip right back in, and even though we're out of Egypt, put them chains back on us.
That's right.
If we're not real careful. And thinking about being in bondage, Romans 6:17, the Bible said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Don't you like it when God butts in? But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I'm glad the bonds are gone and I'm free to serve the Lord this morning. I've been set free, the chains have fell off, and I'm no longer bound under Satan's yoke of bondage. See, Jesus, when he was a baby, he became a fugitive. What was it Jesus said when the disciples followed him and asked him? He said, the foxes have holes, birds have nests. Son of man don't have a place to lay his head down. He did not claim one thing in this world. He was a soldier. He was a pilgrim. He just passed through, was here. Boy, I tell you, that we've got to get that mindset. Hebrews, I've got it wrote down over here, Hebrews 11:13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. You want to make it to heaven, then don't claim nothing in this earth. Don't drive your tent pegs too deep. Don't get worried about the economy. Don't get too worried about the politics. Don't get too worried about some of these things. And I tell you what, that we quit watching the news. I quit getting pulled up about everything. I've got off of that, and I've got my eyes on Jesus, and I'm trusting him. And one of these days, glory, hallelujah, he's going to take me out of this thing.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. Aren't you glad of that this morning? My hope's not in Washington, D.C.
Amen.
Or Wall Street either.
Amen.
I probably won't be here long enough to draw any retirement. Rondo had me killed with it.
Okay, there's your introduction.
Want to thinking now Jesus has been born. It's a new day. It's a new year. It's a new world. The way religion had been done is now different. The way worship had been in the past is now different. The devotion is different. Everything had been changed. Religion turned right upside down on its head. Things is a lot different. It's a new sheriff now. And things have been changed. And Christmas is now coming. behold, all things are become new. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I like new stuff, don't you? Except old cars. We like old cars. I want to look at some differences this morning. Things is new and different. And I want to look here at a few differences in this passage. But first of all, I want to look at the wise men. And this could have been, they say, maybe up to 2 years after his birth. I don't know. It could have been a year. I really don't know. But it probably wasn't the exact same time that he was born. The Bible talks about coming in the house. But the difference in the wise men. First thing that I see about the wise men, and I'm really going to challenge you on this. They was searching for Jesus. They sought him with their whole heart. They diligently was following the star, diligently come to the king, diligently come looking for the Messiah. Boy, I tell you, this next year coming, we ought to look for him more than ever. We ought to search him more than ever. In the book of Jeremiah, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be hungry and thirsty shall be filled. Praise the Lord. That's a promise out of the book of the Word of God. And I'm challenging you. Let's search him. Let's seek him. Let's go run to him more than we ever have. What is the Christmas cliche? Wise men still seek him. You might say, well, preacher, I'm saved. I am too. I don't know all about him. I don't know. Amen? There's a lot of things I'd like to know. I don't know him as good as I'd like to. Does that mean he stays away from him? No, that's up to me. That's my choice. I can get close to him as I want. When I search him, when I hunger and thirst, and when I follow him, and I seek him with my whole heart, and I do everything that I can, I can have everything I want with him. These wise men came seeking, and when they found that one that could fill the God-shaped void in their life, in verse 9 of this chapter, when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother, and fell down. Boy, and I will encourage you to fall down this year. This means to fall on your prostrate or on your face before, to give homage to. The word really is way it's, the Greek word is like a dog licking the back of your hand. I've heard it said that I'd like to be half the man that my dog thinks. Amen? Of course, you know I'm not going to go through this without a cat. The biggest difference in worship is cats, dogs worship their owners, and cats think the owner's supposed to worship them. And you cat owners have to agree with me. They fell down and worshiped him. They showed respect. They lifted him high. See, this is where we lack in today's world. People don't bow down and worship the Lord like we did. I remember as a little boy, and I don't say that you have to do that, but I'll tell you what, when you got to singing a song like it's well with my soul, and that, and the truth that hits in your heart, that your sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ, and there's no way you don't have to go to hell. You've been delivered. You're on your way to heaven. Everything's okay, and God will supply our needs. God will be there whether they shut the house down.
Amen.
We're too dignified today. Come on, I need some help here. We're too dignified to kneel down anymore, preacher. That's what we used to do. That's what them holy brothers did. They thought, I'm by themselves, a holy
brother.
Amen. I'm saved, still on the throne. He still saved my soul. I'd go to hell if it wasn't for him, Brother Jim. Oh, it's okay if I get a little undignified. It's okay if I lose my collar up a little bit. And I see it, my face turn red and sound a little bit. I think he enjoys. Oh, and I'm not trying to make the scene, but I'll tell you one thing, what he's done for me, when he filled his hand out and he said, let that mountain just go. I'll tell you what, that's a lot for us, folks. And when he ought to be, then it's okay to shout, it's okay to sing, it's okay to pray loud, it's okay to get on your face before God and kneel before him. See, they gave up their pride and their position. These was wealthy fellows, the way I take what I've studied. These could have been caravans huge of the things I've studied and in the past, and they're moving. It could have been a humongous group of people. Very wealthy. Brought very expensive gifts when they saw Jesus. Ooh, all that power, politics, and prestige, it got the hill of ease. They get their face before God.
Amen.
They knew there was something different about this.
Amen.
And they come before him. I'm talking presidents and princes and priests and things like this from other countries. Great people.
Amen.
When they saw that, they Well, I tell you what, I think as a church and as America today, we're missing out on that.
Yes.
We don't want to be labeled holy brothers, preacher. It ain't about a denomination. It ain't about anything. It's about serving the God of the universe.
Amen.
It's about giving Jesus Christ the glory and honor he deserves.
Amen.
Every name that every knee shall bow. He's given a name above all names. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord. I'm going to go ahead and start doing it now. I don't want to wait till it's too late. The ones that won't do it now will one day.
Amen.
But it'll be too late. They wasn't too proud to fall before him. The next thing I seen, they fell down and they worshiped. Proconeo is the word. And the worship, it means like a dog licking hand. This is what we're lacking today in our churches. Is true heart spiritual worship. They laid aside who they was, and they bowed down and worshiped. The Bible says in John chapter 4, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We think that we come into a service and we get our song books out. And we've got 9 million things on our mind. We come in a flurry. We leave in a flurry. We give the Lord about 30, 45 minutes, and with me, an hour. Another time. And we walk right back out. We've done our Christian duty, and we're good to go until next week.
Amen.
That's not Monday morning,
we're to worship him.
On Monday night, we're to worship him.
Amen.
On Tuesday morning, we're to worship him. Tuesday at dinner, we're to worship him. Tuesday evening, we're to worship him. Wednesday, we're to worship him. We're to worship him in spirit and in truth, out of the heart.
Amen. That's right.
Out of the, and then our spirit will bear witness and we'll be connected with the Spirit of God and allow him to move in our hearts and our lives and change us.
Amen.
So often, people have the lip service and we show up and we do things with the mind, but the heart is far from me, Jesus said.
Amen.
It's a heart, it's a matter of the heart to true worship this morning.
Amen.
Those that worship, there was a debate, and she said, well, you say you worship on that mountain, we say we worship on this mountain, and Jesus said, it ain't got nothing to do with the mountain. He didn't say it that way, it's just on the river. No matter which mountain, you know, it's coming today that you're going to worship the Father, and he's the Spirit, and you must worship. You know what I think you meant when you talk about it? It don't matter what it says over the door of the denomination of the church you're in.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We get so hooked up on denominations.
Right.
I'm not anti-free will Baptists. I'll get you wrong. I'm satisfied with what I believe. But free will Baptists aren't taking me to heaven.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is taking me to heaven.
Amen.
That's who I'm going to praise. That's who I'm going to worship. And that's who I'm going to, if I get too out of line, then you just think you're not here, and I'm going to stop doing what they're left to
come
in.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you don't have to. People worship in different ways. It's all about the inside.
Amen.
Amen. I want to get in practice, because if I read the Bible correctly, when you get to heaven, 24-7, we see this expression a lot of times. 24-7, ready to throne.
Amen.
24 elders, kneel down there worshiping.
That's right.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I'm marking up the right tree right now. And the holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, the one who redeemed our souls. We're going to be 24-7 around the throne, and brother, it's going to get loud, and it's going to get wild, and it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Woo! The Bible said that God inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wow! Woo! I feel the Spirit of God in here.
Amen.
Man! What was I talking about? I'm not going to get rid of them. Praise the Lord. Glory! Hallelujah! Praise the Lamb of God! Well, boom! Praise the Lord. Boy, I'm getting a dose right now. Brother Dan, I'm gonna have to untie and take his coat off. I'll try to stay near the mic, probably not gonna make you no promise. Then these wise men, the Bible said, they opened their treasures. I see the look on your face. Oh no, preacher. I know you're going to start talking about money before we got out of here. New preacher went into a church. New pastor. He got preaching in a big way. He said, this church needs to crawl. And they said, crawl, preacher, crawl. He got fired up in a big way. He said, this church needs to start walking. They said, walk, preacher, walk. He said, we need to run. They said, run, preacher, run. He said, if we're going to run, we're going to have some money. And they said, crawl, preacher, crawl. The Bible said they
opened their treasures. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I'm not going to look into the prophetical meanings of this. I can, but I'm going to look on the practical side of it this morning. One thing about these things, the gold, the frankincense, and myrrh, all of them had something in common. You know what it was? They were expensive. Expensive stuff. When you deal with burial, you're in expenses. You deal with gold, you're in expenses. When you deal with these matters, the sacrificial system, it's expensive. Mary and Joseph was getting ready to go on a trip and was going to need some cash. If you go to Luke chapter 2, verse 24, when they went into the offering, it says, and to offer a sacrifice according to them which is said by law, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. What's that say about Mary and Joseph?
They were poor. It's expensive to travel. How many travel ladies? They were getting ready to go on an expensive trip.
I'm throwing all the prophetical out. I'm just dealing with practical things this morning. They were going to need money. And these wise men met the need and did not have a clue what they were doing. They followed the leading of God upon their heart to come and worship the King and lay these treasures at His feet. Didn't have a clue. For 2 years or so, they was going to have to go and live in Egypt. Then they was going to have to move and go to Nazareth. But God had it planned already. Check was in the mail. Amen. What a blessing it is to be the vehicle to get somebody in the center of God's will. Amen. What a blessing. When we open our treasures, we're given to God. And when you don't open your treasures, you're hurting yourself, not God. Amen. Because He owns it all. And we'll try to be as quick as possible. Time, talents, and treasures. What would you say, probably in this day and time, the most precious thing that we have in our lives today on a daily basis is today? I thought of this. We used to say, don't say it, but I've heard it. I've got more time than new money. In this day and time, not that we're with you, but we've got more money than new time. I see hands shaking. God just spoke in my heart, and the most, probably one of the most precious things is 24 hours a day that we have. What if we have our time? Yep, he's out here, he's finally lost. Talking about the neighbors. What's that tell you? That didn't see it. Been talking to them. Am I out in left field? I'm telling you, if we tithed our time, we'd have to build onto this church. If our time devoted would mean more than our money. Preacher, you've gone crazy. When you meet needs, you win people to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go on. And our talents. I can really roll up my sleeves and preach here because I don't have it. The only ones I got is I'm a good talker. And a piece of drywall. That's about all I'm great. Nice piece. But if you can sing, if you can do anything, shame on you if you don't use it before. You can play the piano. You can sing, you can play the guitar, you can hum, you can make good dudes. I'm going to tell you what, one of the people had one of the greatest ministries in this church was Ernestine Dude. How many ever read that Ernestine Dude? Ever heard that? Ever made PBS? And I can I share with y'all something? It's pretty personal. I think the preacher got more than most. My mother-in-law lived here in Nebraska. My mother-in-law was a minister. Her mom. She works. I'm telling you, that's news. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm getting at this morning. See, when we give of ourselves and of our talent and of our time, and we don't, it don't take a whole lot of money. Because I'm going to tell you, if you want to know where the cards are the cheapest, just ask Joanne. She shops them. And she knows where to get the good deals. And I don't know how, just by the leading of the Holy Spirit, she can pick the right card for the right time. And not even have a clue what's going on.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. What a ministry. What's your ministry? What are you doing? Well, you're the preacher. It's got quiet on. Can I share something with you and share it just as honest and humble as I can? And you know I'll work as hard as I can. But I'm a farmer. Have been. We're farm folks. Most of us are. Have you ever seen a farmer reproduce a cow? Shepherds don't reproduce sheep. Sheep do. Amen. It's our work. We're in this thing together. And we share of our time and our talents. Now I'm getting this is a given church. We are. I'm proud of it. This is a given church. But we're still limited to what we can do. We've got more missionaries begging us for money than we can give.
Amen.
More folks. I mean, we do a lot, and I'm proud of everything we do. But when we don't give to the Lord, we are hurting ourselves. That verse of the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. A whole lot rather be on giving than to receive any day of the week.
Amen.
Much that has been given, much is required.
Amen.
And when more has been given, to these guys that's been very wealthy and very successful, and they said, I believe it was J.C. Penney that said, if I hadn't tithed my first dollar, I wouldn't have been able to tithe my first million. And if I'm not mistaken, he's the one that started giving more and more, and I believe he was keeping 10% at the end. See, that's folks God blesses, because he knows how they're going to handle what he's entrusting them with.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not health, wealth, and prosperity and saying go ahead and give a church $10,000 if you want to make $100,000. I'm not going that far. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible says in the book of Malachi that try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing that you can't hold. Amen. I'm going to cut this off and you'll get part two tonight. And it's not near as long as part one. We'll not be out here by 9:30. Now come on back, and I do want to encourage you. As we start this year, and I know people's schedules and we got so much, but we miss you. We miss you.
I'll stand and turn to page 459. Page 459.
Will you just step out on the first verse? Will you come this morning? Will you come? If God spoke to you any way at all, let's come and pray about it and nail it down and devote ourselves to do a better job next year. Will you come? Somebody to the Lord. How long's it been since somebody's knelt down with you and called upon Jesus? How long's it been since you've been able to help somebody through a troubled time? Let's come this morning and open ourselves up and ask God to use us. See, we're His servants and we've committed our lives to Him. Pray that we'll take every opportunity that we have to give us wisdom and insight on what to do. Will you come? Are you happy with where you are spiritually? Are you happy with who you won to the Lord last year? Are you happy with the difference you've made? Boy, I'm not. I need to get closer to the fire. I need to get up closer to the things of God. Will you come? See, there's somebody that I'll probably never get to meet that you know that needs the Lord. There's somebody that needs some encouragement. I may never get to see them, but you see them every day. You live beside them. And I tell you, as we go in to this next year, I think we ought to refocus and ask God for more wisdom and insight of how to minister more effectively. That's what I'm praying and asking for. How long has it been since you've said, God, allow me to win one person in a certain time? Lord, this next year I want to commit and I want you to help me to win three people to the Lord. Lord, help me to win one a month. Amen. All probability, that's a lot more than we've been winning. See, there's people going to hell. There's people that's losing hope, that's going out of here with no hope. And we're happy if that's four, no more. As we sing another verse of this, I'm going to ask you, are we committed to the work of the Lord in this next year? Will you come?
Wings up.
church said, amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but that song gets me fired up. I love that song. I always have. Praise the Lord. It's all hearts and minds clear. Anyone got anything on your heart? Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord this morning? Well, if you hadn't, I'm going to pray for you. Oh, hallelujah. If you hadn't, it's my fault because I got your dose. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Anything on your heart? Sing a little, preach a little. Amen. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Sure been good to be with you today. I sure love you. Brother Dennis Ledford, would you dismiss us?